Blog Talk Radio.
All right, Bang a Gong, Get It On by T-Rex. And this is Good Old Music with Jenny on some great rock and roll music network. And not a new network, just a new name. And I haven't done a broadcast for quite some time. And now I've changed jobs, so I have a little more time to get into some stuff that I love. And music is one of those things. So This may be a regular thing. It may not. I hope it is. It just depends upon the time. And Anne is with me. Anne joins me for my other show on the TCB Network, and she has been so gracious as to join me on this one, too, because she loves music as much as I do. Hi, sweetheart. How are you doing?
Hello, Jenny. I'm doing great. Yes, I do love music. You're right there.
Well, fantastic. I can just feed the bank then.
Yeah.
The music bank. We're going to fill up the music bank. Because if I can keep this up, then I will have three shows a week. And I want people, and especially you, my sweetheart, to join me on all of them. Because the more music you have, the happier you are. So,
oh, yes.
Yes, I've got this one, Good Old Music with Jenny, which is my network. On Some Great Rock and Roll Music. That's the name of the network. And then I do two shows on the TCB Network, which is Simply Music with Jenny, on Saturdays at this same time. And then I have a gospel hour on Sundays at this same time. So you know what? You can get all the music you want to. And, hey, why miss out on a good thing?
please join us. It's great shows.
Yes, if anybody's listening, because I put this link on my Facebook page. So if you're all listening, welcome. Send me a comment. Let me know you're here. Because that's always nice to know that people found it. And that's great.
Yes.
And if you can think of somewhere else that you want me to put this link for this show, you let me know that too. The more that know about it, the more people are going to get more music inside their souls, and they're just going to be happier people. That's all there is to it, because
yeah,
I
sure
play
will.
Happy music. Yeah. And speaking of happy music, Elvis, he always makes us happy. What can you say?
Oh, definitely.
Elvis makes me happy. This is A Mess of Blues.
Let go the teardrop, a rolling down.
Mesa Blues. Yeah, wouldn't it be nice to have had Elvis be able to feel that way? You know, I'm listening to the book by Katie Tatum called Love Beads from Elvis. And it really makes you want to meet the dude. You know what I mean? It, yeah, how sweet it is. That's all I can say.
That's just, a few surprises, but it was good.
She has a way with words. Yeah, that's all I'm going to say about that so far, guys. She has a way with words. If you get a chance to read that book, it's a sizzler. So go ahead and read it. He does a very good job.
You won't be disappointed.
And no, you won't be disappointed, not in any way. And I was listening to it at work last night, and I listened to 3.5 hours at work, and it just makes you want to listen to the next installment until you get clear to the end of the book. I had to wait until now because I was still getting acclimated to my new job and everything, but now I can catch up on things, and I'm really enjoying it. I really am. It's a good book. So
yes, it is.
Oh yeah. It gives you some food for dreaming. I tell you that much. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, exactly. I don't have any requests to get through today because, of course, nobody really knew about this show. I only decided like Monday or Tuesday was it to do this. So no requests, but hopefully that'll pick up. And this, I'm sending this out to people I know are listening, my friends and family. I know they're listening. Just, you know, let me know one or two songs. What does it hurt? I don't have to mention your name if you don't want me to. Just tell me not to. Not a problem. And if I do mention your name, it's only your first name anyway. So who's going to know, right? But let me know if there's a song you want me to play because that makes it so much more fun. So here we go. I've got the Dave Clark Five right now doing a song called Because.
Oh, lovely.
There you go, the Dave Clark Five with Because. Now, in the 60s, the Dave Clark Five didn't have a great number of songs that they played on the radio regularly. They had some number ones. They had some albums. They were a good band, as you can hear. They just didn't get the airplay that I thought they deserved. But, you know, what they did get airplay for was good music. So that's how we have this song still able to be playing it today without it being so obscure that you never hear of it. So it's kind of nice to find these songs that you remember that didn't get a lot of play. Exactly. From some of these bands that, they're the ones that did that song? Huh. Okay. Because
so many great records back in them days.
Oh, yes. Well, that was my early teenage years. Yeah. Let's see. It was 1969. I was 15. So, you know, October of 1969. So late 1969. So it was my early teen years. And then through the 70s, of course, there were a lot of good songs as well. But I remember more about the music in the 60s. So
really great.
And I was so little in the 50s that, you know, I knew some of them just by repetition, and others it's like, what? You know, that kind of thing.
Play that one again.
Exactly. You know, but it's all good music, so it doesn't really matter. You get 50s doo-wop and things like that in the 50s, and the songs that they did the Jitterbugs to. And all, I remember seeing those on TV. But when I was little like that, Mama had the radio mostly on country music. It wasn't until I hit like 11 and 12, somewhere around in there, that she let us start listening to our music in the evenings on the radio. And then she listened to the country music when we were at school during the day. So we kind of worked it out. But I know a lot of the old country stuff because of that. You know, before I went to school, that's what was on the radio. We listened to Mama's music. So I know a lot of that stuff. And it's good stuff, too. Some of it, I just got so sick to death of hearing it that it's like, oh, no, not again. You know, but I think that can happen with any genre of song if they overplay and you just get tired of it. So, but I haven't heard all these 60 songs in a long time, so I'm not tired of them anymore.
Lovely to hear them.
Yes, it's fun. It's fun, and it brings back so many of those teenage memories. At least for the early teen years for me. We've got the Raspberries now, and they're going to do Go All the Way. And yes, that's what we got.
I'm not afraid to
yeah, go all the way. And he even says, please. Can you believe that? He even says, please.
And then he should say thank you.
Well, hopefully he will. I hope the manners hold out, you know, because that's unusual.
Exactly.
So please.
Yeah,
I wonder if he's please. Down on his knees begging or just... The thoughts that roll through your mind. You know, my mind doesn't change just because the network's different.
No, it's still the same, Jenny.
It's still the same. Yeah, it's still the same. Yeah. So, yeah, that was always been a favorite of mine ever since it came out. So, you know, and
that was the first
with
time
my
I
brain.
Heard that.
Really? Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
First time.
Mm. Well, see? Now you've got another one to add to your repertoire.
Yes.
It works. I'm good for something. Oh, righty. How about another Elvis song? Would that hurt your feelings too much?
Why not? Isn't it?
I think we can handle that. Yes. How about Got My Mojo Working? It just ain't
working yes.
for you.
Needs that working.
I like that song.
Don't take much to spark you guys off, man. A couple of words and you're off and running, man. Okay.
I got my mojo working, buddy. Just don't work on you. I got my mojo working, buddy. Just don't work on you. Well, I'm sweet as she can be, hands off of her, she belongs to me. Mojo, don't belong to you. Well, she's mine, all mine, don't matter what you do. Play one, play one. She can be hands off of her. She belongs to me. Hands off of her. Don't belong to you. Well, she's mine, all mine, no matter what you do. I got my mojo working, but it just don't work on you. I got my mojo working, but it just don't work on you. You belong to me, and my mojo working just don't work on you. Well, you're mine, all mine, no matter what you do. hands off of her. She don't belong to me.
I love it at the end. Yeah, hot damn right.
I love that laugh and that smile.
So do I. You know, it makes him so real. He's just a real person. He's not this big king to put up on this pedestal and think he's perfect and never does anything wrong and never cusses and never, you know. He's not perfect. Right. He's a man.
No.
That's it.
No one is. That's
and
right.
I think it's wonderful. I think it's wonderful at the end of some recordings to where, or at the beginning. I mean, there was a bit at the beginning of that, too. That it just shows he's a human being. And you can't beat that. You can't beat that. Okay. And I'm sitting here. Every once in a while, you'll hear a or something like that. It's because I fell earlier today.
Oh, God.
I had my big size 10 slippers left over from my previous boyfriend, and they keep my feet warm. They're the only thing that keep my feet warm on this floor. So I had them. I was walking, the phone was ringing, so of course I was running to try and catch the phone, and the dog was so excited, and he's always attached to me by a 1 foot string, and he got in my way. So with those big slippers and him and mom, I went down.
Oh.
Landed on one knee, strained some elbows, trying to protect myself as much as I could and not hit the floor full frontal. And so my one shoulder hurts, one arm hurts, my neck hurts, my wrists hurt, my back hurts, my ankles hurt. I mean, it's like someone took me out in the back alley and just beat the crap out of me.
Oh, you're in the right wars. Oh, bless you.
So, you know, hey, I can deal with it. By tomorrow, I won't feel anything. And the knee that I landed on, it's not even going to show a bruise because I've done that before, and it just never even shows a bruise. And it's like, what? Hey, if I'm going to get hurt, can I at least look banged up? But no. I guess is actually a good thing, you know, because you've got a whole lot less healing to have to do.
That's right.
If it doesn't show. And since nobody actually beat me up and I kind of did it to myself, it's okay if it doesn't show. That's okay. I don't get any sympathy, but I don't see anybody anyway, so it doesn't matter. Of course, after the show's over, I am going to go over to Amy and Phil's house. They are my friends from upstate New York. Yes. And they come and spend some time in winter. And they're only here for the month of February this year because they've got things happening back at home. Eventually, they're going to live out here. They do own a house here. But I need to go and see them tonight. It's been 2 weeks since I've been able to see them. And I've only got couple more chances between work and other things happening. So I'm going to go and see them tonight. So it's a good thing to not look banged up.
Enjoy yourself.
I will. I mean, they're like my family, you know. Amy and I call each other sisters. It's just, we're that close. Whenever he's around, Phil tries to take care of me, and if I need knives sharpened or whatever, maybe he doesn't know me all that well. Should he really be sharpening my knives? Oh, my goodness. No, I quit my last job, so it's okay. I don't have to worry about that. He can sharpen my knives for me.
Oh, that's okay, then. He's safe.
Yes. While I was still at the radio station, maybe it wasn't such a good idea, but, you know, I don't work there anymore, so it's okay now.
It's okay now. That's it.
I'm basically being the night auditor for four nights a week at a hotel. I don't have people bugging me until, like, 6 o'clock in the morning. I just don't have people leaving out all the time. I'm pretty well autonomous because, of course, the manager and the owner don't want to show up in the middle of the night. And I got nobody bugging me. As long as I do my job, I got nobody bugging me. So that's the key. Just do your job.
Yeah.
And it's great. It's great. If you like being alone, it's great.
Yeah.
So I'm in hog heaven. I tell you, I like it. And I get paid for being there and doing something I like.
Does it can't change? Be bad. Yeah, can't be bad,
yes.
Can it?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Okay, we've got the Young Rascals up next.
Okay.
They're going to do How Can I Be Sure?
Oh, nice song.
And it's a sweet song.
How can I be sure in a world that's constantly changing? How can I be sure where I stand with you? Don't take me down. Whenever I'm away from you, my alibi is telling people I don't care for you. Maybe I'm just hanging around with my head up. Upside down, it's a pity. I can't seem to find someone who's as pretty and lovely as you. How can I be sure? I really, really, really wanna know. I really,
I do prefer David Cassidy, though, singing it.
Oh, really?
Huh. Yeah.
I don't remember him singing it, but I didn't pay much attention to him. I do remember watching The Partridge Family, though, but that was about the extent of my exposure to David Cassidy until there was a great big hoo-hurrah about him posing nude in Playboy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I missed that. Wow.
Well, I didn't see it. I just saw the great big blow up over it, and it was so funny because I guess I don't know. It's rated R, guys. So here we go. I don't dare rate it anything less except on Gospel Hour. That's just me. The big hassle about it was is that when he posed, of course, you know, they his arm was in front of him and between his knees, and they didn't really show anything, but they wanted him to shave his pubic hair. And he told them to go to you know where because he's going to be real and not fake. And so they said, oh, well, okay. And they went ahead and did the shoot. So I thought it was kind of funny. I got a real giggle out of it when it helped, when it came out at first. Oh, it was something else, I tell you. But then, of course, by then, Partridge Family was over. They weren't filming Partridge Family anymore. So it wasn't really detrimental to the show or anything. It wasn't detrimental to his image. It's like, a teenage boy grows up. Big deal. Happens to all of us. So nobody really thought much of it except for Playboy and his agent and all those. But he told him where to get off. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Can't blame him. Can't blame him at all.
Well, exactly. It's like you want to be real, then be real. Don't let anybody talk you out of it. That's the whole thing. If you have other preferences, then go with that. It's each person's choice. You know, they shouldn't be pushed into it by anybody else. That's the whole thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's how I feel about it anyway. Not that it matters to anybody, but that's
right.
My opinion.
It's a good opinion, Jenny. That's right, though. Yeah, I'm with you.
Well, you know what? God made each of us, and he made each one of us different in many ways, and our thoughts are the most different thing about us. If we have the strength to stand by our opinions and our beliefs. So I've always been a very big proponent of letting each person be who they are.
Yeah.
You know, I spent my whole married life, I was married for 30 years, and I was with the dude for 44, and I spent that whole time letting him dictate to me how I should be, how I should think, and what I should do. And it finally came to a head when he told me to do something. I told him no.
Right, yeah.
And that's what ended the whole ball of wax. He said, I don't want to do this anymore. You have to move out. I said, okay. And I backed my duffel and left. So you can only kowtow to another person for so long, and when you finally grow up and realize what you've been doing, then you can wake up and be yourself. You grow into who you were meant to be, and it's so much better than always trying to please someone else or being afraid of not pleasing someone else. That's where I was most of the time, is being afraid to upset him, being afraid to make him mad, being afraid of not being what he wanted to be. And I just finally had enough. It took a long time.
I was just about to say.
Yes, I can put up with an awful lot. But, you know, the 4 years were before we were married. We were just teenagers. We met when we were 14 and got married when I was 18. And then we were married for 30 years. And then he divorced me. And we're not going to go into that whole story, but he divorced me. And I stuck around, and he let me hang around to try and, quote, unquote, fix it. Only after about 8 years, I figured out, and it takes me a while because I'm stubborn.
Yeah.
You know, I can do this. Well, no, you can't. You can't do this by yourself. It takes two people to fix something. But it took me about 8 years to realize he didn't want it fixed. He just wanted me to hang around so he had somebody that he could verbally beat on every day. You know, and he wanted to see me cry every day. And
I think,
yeah, it takes some time to get through my sick head, but I finally realized it. When I did, I just refused to do what he wanted me to, and that was it.
Good for you,
and
Jenny.
I felt so good after I moved out. It was so free. I could be me, and nobody could say anything about it. I had never had that before in my whole life. I'd never had that. So it was kind of cool. But you know what? Through that time, I don't regret one minute of that time, because I learned a lot. He took care of me. He made sure I had whatever I needed. I got to see things and do things that I would not have done if I wasn't with him. And I learned a lot about life and how to handle things, how to handle people, how a manager of a band works. You know, I learned all of those things. And I wouldn't have known any of that if I hadn't been with him. So I don't begrudge one little bit. I learned a lot, and I was ready for life when I was on my own. So everything happens for a reason. Exactly. Everything happens for a reason. So I do not begrudge one minute that I spent with him. I don't regret marrying him, but I did figure out he was my security blanket, and I just had to outgrow that. It took a long time. Like I said, I'm real stubborn. But it worked.
It was good, though. At least you were strong enough to do that, wasn't you? So.
Yes, and that my whole life leading up to marrying him prepared me for that, because life with my daddy and my stepdad were not exactly good years. So there were some good years. There were good things about those years. It was not all bad, but it taught me how to be strong and how to kind of be in myself and take care of myself inside. So I know how to put a wall around me. I know how to put a wall around me. And I still do it sometimes. Defense mechanism. Okay, because I know what it is. I know what I'm doing. And I can take it down if I want to. So I'm good with that. I have the control of it now. And that's awesome.
Yeah.
So that's good. I can deal with that. And in the meantime, we're going to hear Dave Edmonds doing
okay.
I Hear You Knockin'. But you can't.
Go!
I always liked that song. It's right up there with Knock Three Times.
Yeah.
And whenever I hear Knock Three Times, I always think about that movie Roadhouse. So it's a big circle.
Yes, it is.
But those are both really great songs. You know, Knock Three Times on the Ceiling If You Want Me. Yeah. Boy, there would be a hole in that ceiling.
Yes, and the other one won't answer the door, so that's
exactly. Exactly. Hey, you know, break the window, whatever you want. Okay, we got another Elvis song, and this is such a sweet song. I love this song. It's one of those songs that you want somebody to sing to you and mean it. It's one of those. And it's Elvis singing, I Need Somebody.
I need somebody to lean on. I need somebody to tell my troubles to. No use denying I'm close to crying, but what good? Tell me, what good would my crying do? I need somebody to help me, help me forget all those worries on my mind. And when I'm lonely, someone would only wanna be sweet and kind. I need somebody. Won't that somebody please, please listen to my plea? Need that somebody. Want that somebody. Come running to me. I need somebody to lean on. I'm tired of being unhappy and so blue. If she came, I would hold her, 'cause I need that shoulder to lean on. Yes, I really do. I need somebody, and that somebody is you.
Oh, yeah. Now, that is one sweet song.
What year was that, Jenny?
Huh?
What year was that one?
What movie was that in? I keep seeing Anne Margaret, but I don't think that's the movie it was in.
I've never heard that
one. I'm
going
to have to look that up because I don't remember. Yeah. It was in a movie, though. was in the movie. So cool song though, I love it. Totally love it. Fantastic. Okay, and just to completely change pace, we're going to go with Creedence Clearwater, and they're going to be doing "I Put a Spell on You."
So.
think I've done that. That would be funny to know. That would be funny to know. Because every once in a while you run into somebody that's trying to impress you. You know, even though I was married, it still happens. That, you know, truth is truth. And they just, oh, you're so witchy. Or, oh, can I come and see you again? It's like, hey, dude, you see the ring? Not a good idea. You see the guy up on stage? Not a good idea. So, oh, it was so funny because when I would travel around with the band, it really was hilarious. I got such a giggle out of it more than once because if somebody asked me to dance, I had permission. I could dance. That was okay. But you'd look up at the stage and every one of them was watching to make sure nothing happened.
Their eyes were upon you.
It was so totally hilarious. It was like having a bodyguard, you know, or a whole cadre of bodyguards. Well, I thought it was hilarious. It's kind of like once in a while when you're feeling a little mischievous, you kind of go, yeah, try something. I dare you. Go ahead. Nobody ever did. They knew I was being watched because I made no bones about the fact that I'm married to the guitar player. Okay? Deal with it. And you see the bass player, it's his best friend. So deal with it. And I never had a problem. Never had a problem. Which kind of surprised me. Sometimes disappointed me, but you know. Truth is truth. But it was so fun. Those years were a lot of fun.
Good.
So, okay. Johnny Rivers. Everybody knows Johnny Rivers, or at least the name.
No.
And this time, don't say no.
No, I don't.
If you heard some of the songs, you know the songs. Okay, we'll leave it at that. You know a lot of the songs that he does, so that's okay. This one is Baby, I Need Your Lovin'. Don't be sweet.
Another night, I long to hold you tight, 'cause I'm so lonely. Baby, I can't.
This loneliness won't let me live without you. This emptiness inside me, baby, makes me
That would be so sweet. But you want to be careful who you say that to, because you want to make sure that the person you're saying that to wants to hear that message from you. Because if they don't, they're going to turn around and run so fast you can only see dust. Which actually is as it should be. Because if you're saying that to somebody, then you should already know that they want to hear that message. So that's just check it out, guys, before you start saying these things, you know. Don't assume. Never assume, because that can get you in trouble. Okay, and this little aside is for you, Ann, with some of the songs that Johnny Rivers did. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Secret Agent Man.
Yeah.
Poor Side of Town.
No, I've not heard that.
Rockin' Pneumonia and the Boogie Woogie Flu.
Yeah, I heard that one.
Yeah. Sway Into the Music. You know, slow dancing, sway into the music. He did that one. And then he did Memphis.
Ah.
So,
it's right what you said. Sometimes you don't know the singer's name, but the song you
exactly,
do
exactly. Okay, here's one. You've Lost That Lovin' Feeling.
Yes, definitely.
Johnny Rivers
that.
Did it. Johnny Rivers did it before the Roger Waters did it. So, there you go.
Yeah.
Do You Want to Dance? He did Do You Want to Dance?
Oh, that was a good one, yeah.
Yeah, you know the songs, but never attached them to the person that sang them,
which
I do all the time. I mean, you know, that's nothing new for me. But, you know, my brain works different. So, hey, you know, that's I know that song. Who did it? I could not tell you. Not in a million years.
No. Don't even go there with that one.
Exactly. Don't ask me. Go look it up. Google knows.
Skip that.
Hey, there you go. Oh, what did we do before Google? Oh, my goodness sake. Yeah. Okay. KC and the Sunshine Band.
Ah, yes. Definitely heard of these.
Boogie Shoes.
Uh-huh.
I love this.
Shoes.
boogie shoes. I've always loved boogie shoes. And I kind of thought, okay, boogie shoes. What are boogie shoes? Because this was before I would really know anything like that, right? And then I had to think about that. And then it dawned on me. Well, if you go out to a party or you go to a dance or something like that, you always wear shoes that are comfortable to dance in. And unless you're a woman, and then you wear high heels to break your neck. But, you know, goes with the territory, right? But that's what boogie shoes are, is the shoes you wear to go dancing. I never really had a pair of boogie shoes, but that's okay. I never went much of anywhere to go dancing, so until after I was married. So, you know, and then it was different stuff. Anyway, now when I thought of this next guy's name, I thought of the Marx Brothers. But this isn't one of the Marx Brothers. His name is Slim Harpo, but he's not Harpo of the Marx Brothers. And when I'm talking about the Marx Brothers, a lot of you guys are going, who? What? So never mind. You don't look it up. Google knows. Look it up.
Yes.
Anyway.
Google comes in handy.
Exactly. Slim Harpo singing Rock Me, Baby. Ah, there you go. Good old Slim Harpo. I wonder how he did with a name like that. That could be interesting to look up on Google, too. Mm-hmm. Well, see, I come up with a lot of interesting things for everybody else to look up because I probably already have. Okay, that's why I can, never mind. Danny and the Junior. Rock and roll is here to stay. It's never
done.
Song anyway, so that's good. And I can hear Sha Na Na singing it. Sha Na Na did it. Yeah. So Sha Na Na is different. well, they were good for their era. I mean, you know, they borrowed the 50s and they just ran with it. And it was successful for them. So that's kind of cool. Okay, speaking of the 50s, Chuck Berry. No, I think this was 60s. Oh, well, it doesn't matter. It's Chuck Berry, so it doesn't matter. He's just hanging around forever. Rock and roll music.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. Got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. Gotta be rock and roll music. I have no kick against modern jazz, unless they try to play it too darn fast and change the beauty of the melody until it sounds just like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, gotta be rock and roll music. my loved one over across the track so she could hear my man a wail attack. I must admit they have a rocking band. Man, they were blowing like a hurricane. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. Got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. Gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. Way down south they gave a jubilee. The Georgie folks they had a jamboree. Drinking home from a wooden cup. The folk dancing got all shook up and started playing that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. Got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. Gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. Don't care to hear them play a tango. The mood to dig a mambo. It's way too early for the Congo. So keep a rocking that piano. So I can hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. Got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. Gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me.
Chuck Berry, rock and roll music. You know what is the theme here? Yeah, we're rocking. That's what we're doing. And it's working.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's working. It's working. In fact, this is one of those songs that we mentioned earlier that Johnny Rivers did. Rockin' Pneumonia and the Boogie Woogie Flu.
Oh,
All right, rocking pneumonia and the boogie woogie flu. We like it. We like it. We used to do that one. It's so much fun. It's fun to listen to, fun to dance to, fun to do. It's just a fun song. So anyway, I got about 4 minutes left, gang, and I want to say thank you, Anne, for coming in on my network that I haven't used before and just hanging out with me and having more music, more fun. And everybody else that happened to glom onto it and be able to come in and listen, I sure appreciate you, and I thank you so much for being here with me. It's not in competition with anybody. It's not to promote anybody. It's not to make any difference. It's just to play some good music. And whoever wants to enjoy it, come on and enjoy it. That's all this show is for, is to enjoy the music. So if you've got something you want to hear, make sure you get on Facebook or on Messenger and get me that request for this show. You have to say what show it's for, because I am still doing Simply Music with Jenny on the TCB network on Saturdays at 4 p.m. Eastern, and I'm doing the Gospel Hour on the TCB network on Sundays at 4 p.m. Eastern. Those are important shows. Those are music for shows. And we know how to TCB on the TCB network. I'm just kind of continuing it on the Great Rock and Roll network. So just come on and enjoy yourself, honey. That's what all of this music is about, to make you feel good or to help you feel better. Whichever way it needs to roll is how we're going to roll it. So, hey, thank you for joining me, everybody. I was kind of surprised, but kind of pleased at how many people did join me, and I really appreciate each and every one of you. So,
thank you, Jenny.
Well, thank you, Anne, for coming in and being with me. I appreciate you. You hang in there. You help. You talk. You hang in there and help me out with this music, and it makes it fun. It makes it fun to have you here with me. So thank you for that. I really appreciate that. And so one more song to go out with is Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs. And they're going to do Bully Bully.
Going to do
uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
Bye.
15 mei 1965 werden de Provo's opgericht en de VPRO bracht ons...
The Untouchable. Starring Robert Stack. In the winter of 1932 in Chicago, Illinois, an unusual crime was committed. A crime...
...konden doen.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro...